Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is show number 164. Saul, 164, August 13th. How about that? August 13th, 2012. Okay, I'm starting early with the holiday music. This is the great Moshe Kusevitzky with Barosh Hashanah Yikosevun. I'll be playing it as the introductory song for the next several weeks, to say the least. And I still encourage you who enjoy Chazanis to be the cantorial GCL guest cantorial lover. Just get in touch with me at cbjmusic@aol.com and I'll interview you. And we'll play some of your favorite selections for the holidays. Anyway, that's certainly the fantastic voice of the great Moshe Kusevitzky. Well, there's a very interesting weekend coming up in a couple of weeks at Kutcher's. And let's hear from our friend, cantor, Leon Kahn, who is the president of the Cantorial Council of America, and he'll tell us more about what's coming up. I'm very pleased to have with me Leon Kahn, cantor Leon Kahn, who is the president of the Cantorial Council of America. Shalom, Leon.
Shalom, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. You have quite an event coming up in a few weeks, from August 22nd to August 25th. Why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about it?
Okay. First of all, Charlie, thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate it very much. And at the outside, I would say you're one of the few reasons that we're still able to do this. You have kept Chazanis alive all these years, and we owe a great debt of thank you to you, and you're the rainy honoree because we had the pleasure of honoring you last year at our convention.
Yes, it was an honor.
Anyway, yeah. This year's convention is actually later than we normally have it due to the calendar, but it may be working out just as well. It's going to be in 2 weeks, August 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Is the actual convention of the Cantorial Council of America, where we have this year, because it's so close before the high holidays, we're devoting the convention to the high holidays. And lectures, which will be presented by very famous cantors, Cantor Malavani, Cantor Beer, Cantor Goffin, Chazen Tzuba from Montreal, and others, will devote their lectures to some of the prayers of the high holidays. So that's taking place between Wednesday, that's the 22nd, all day Thursday, and Friday morning, the 24th, at Kutcher's Hotel in the Catskills. And it's open to all, of course, Balei Tefillah, Chazanim, but the public at large is welcome to join us. We also have a voice session. We will have a musicale on Thursday night where anyone could get up and sing and show what he could do. On Wednesday night, there's going to be a film on cantorial Chazanis, a movie, cantorial film of Chazanim.
A living Chazanim?
I don't think so. I'm not sure about it, but I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Old classics.
Okay.
I'm not so sure about that, but so it should be very interesting. There's a theme, as I said, the high holidays, and so that takes place between Wednesday and Friday. You want me to continue into Shabbos?
Of course, because then it's Shabbat Chazanut.
So after that, starting Friday night, we are having what's called a Shabbos Chazanet. And again, I think, Charlie, you were one of the first ones to start this. So we're having, it brings a lot of people. We've had it, I think, for the last 3 years of all different walks of life, all different stripes, from modern to Hasidish, and they all enjoy it together. And this year we're having Cantor Sherwood Goffin from Lincoln Square Synagogue, Cantor Pinchas Cohen from Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, and Cantor Yaakov Stark from I believe in Congregation Orachaim on the Upper East Side.
Yes.
So
yes.
Those are the three chazanim who are officiating along with a choir. And I could tell you now, I believe Cantor Coffin will do Kabbalah Shabbos, Cantor Stark will do Shachris, and Cantor Cohen will do Musaf. We also have the high honor of having Rabbi Weinreb, the executive vice president of the OU, to be the scholar in residence. He also happens to love Chazanis as well.
Well, that's rare.
we don't have room for him to daven, but he'll be, he's a very good speaker, and he'll be the scholar in residence for that Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And on Shabbos night, there will be a concert featuring Pinchas Cohen, Yaakov Stark, and then there's someone who will be with us for Shabbos. He's a young and rising star. His name is Simcha Leiner. I recently heard about him. I was at a wedding, and I heard someone singing as part of the band, and I went over to him. I said, "You're good. Who are you?" His name is Simcha Leiner. And I started talking with him, so he will appear in the concert. I believe he comes about a few times a year to the White Shul to officiate in Far Rockaway.
Uh-huh.
So he'll be in the concert as well. As a young 13-year-old boy, Charlie, you may have seen him in the Beth Shalom concert.
Yes.
His name is Chaim Aryeh Salman. He lives in Muncie. He just became bar mitzvah a few months ago. And he will be there for Shabbos. I don't know if we have room for him to daven, but he will appear in the concert. And at the age of 13, he's been out there. He studied with Danny Gildar, famous Danny Gildar.
Yes.
And he's appeared, actually sang at the White House.
Really?
He sang at the White House for some event. And it gives a different dimension to see a 13-year-old boy. Whether it's your boy or not, you have nachus when you see a little boy sing in front of you.
So, for sure.
That's basically, we're looking forward. I think it's a tremendous program. And
now it's going to take place at Kutcher's.
Kutcher's Resort in the Catskills. You should know that Kutcher's has been famous many, many years, bringing chazanim to the hotel. I don't know, Leibler Waldman, Sholem Katz has been there, Pinchik has been there, and then for a number of years, Dudu Fisher was there. I'm talking about the Passover or
yes.
the High Holidays.
Yes.
So Kutcher's has been renowned to bring cantors to the hotel, and thank God, Yossi Zabaki, who runs the hotel, is a love of chazanis, and we're able to continue this as part of their history. So,
and Kutcher's is really a very easy ride from the metropolitan area. I think 1.5-2 hours tops.
Well, I live from the George Washington Bridge is about 1.5 hours.
Uh huh. Now,
right at the exit. I think it's 105B. You pass Walmart, and it's just a few minutes from there.
Now, if people want information, how should they contact you?
They could contact me. I will give you my phone, 917-561-4016, or they can contact the office of the Cantorial Council, which is part of the Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University, and that number is 212-960-5353.
Okay, and of course, to my listeners, if you Haven't been able to get all that. You know how to reach me on my email, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I will give you all the information on how to reach Cantor and all of the pertinent information. Leon Kahn will, is doing a wonderful job in keeping the spirit alive with the Cantorial Council of America. You know, we both know it's not an easy task, for sure.
Right.
Well, I'm very pleased to see that Cantor Seymour Rockoff.
Yes, I neglected to mention that. That will be a very big highlight on Thursday evening. We will be honoring Cantor Seymour Rockoff, who was the cantor in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Very talented Chazan. I know him from many years back. He is actually a graduate of the Cantorial School at Yeshiva University, and he will be receiving Dr. Carl Adler Memorial Award. Dr. Carl Adler was one of the founders of the Cantorial School at Yeshiva University. So we're glad. We haven't seen Seymour in a while, but he will be there and receive this award.
And the memorial program is in memory of Macy Nolman.
Yes. Evening, we're going to have a memorial program to a legend, Macy Nolman.
Yes.
He was everyone's Rebbe, so to say, teacher. And there will be a special tribute to him. He died this past year, and he was the... he was the head of the Cantorial School, which is now run by Cantor Bernard Beer. So there will be a memorial to him on the same night. So, it should be a very interesting program, convention, and a very nice Shabbos.
And just does Kutcher's have a special rate for if somebody wanted to stay through the 3 days of the Cantorial Council programs, and then to stay for Shabbos?
There are special rates that we could handle if you call the Cantorial Council. There are rates, we have rates whether you want to come there from Wednesday through Sunday, Thursday to Sunday, or Friday to Sunday. Just call us at the Cantorial Council or myself, and we will be able to give you very good rates.
Okay, once again, you can reach Cantor Leon Kahn at his cell. It's 917-561-4016, 917-561-4016. And once again, the presenters, if you will, those who will be davening on Shabbos will be, Friday evening, Cantor Sherwood Goffin, and then the next morning it will be Pinchas Cohn and Yaakov Stark. And then that evening,
Shabbos night, there will be a concert featuring also Pinchas Cohen and Yaakov Stark and Simcha Leiner and the choir and this young fellow, Harry Solomon,
right?
And
you say plus...
I may not even know about.
Plus other surprise guests. Well, listen, it promises to be wonderful. I'm going to try to be there. And
we hope to see you.
I'm sure it will be a success, and I wish you all the best on this, and just keep up the good work, Leon.
Thank you very much for having me. We hope to see you, and you keep on the work that you do for Chazanis to keep it alive.
Thank you so much. Shalom.
Thank you for having me.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay, that was the conversation I just had with Cantor Leon Kahn. And once again, if you have any questions about the event and you haven't been able to reach him, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, on to the Chazanis. Pinchas Cohn, Chazan Pinchas Cohn, will be at this event, and let's hear Rabbi Yishmael.
Tiher Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoi, Veizekir Etz Hashem, Pesiludi. Amoroim Vishwal Mei Soyish Lvo Shabbatim Vena Blue Alechem Tzadikim Vididim Kablu Alechem Tzadikim Vididim Tzadikim Vididim Shomati miachorei aparegoit Shomati, shomati miachorei aparegoit Ki vezois Ki vezois יורד ויגיד לחברו מה מרקל וציבו הבנייה להורגם בכויח, מכויח ולא הקל ושנעים מהם ושנעים מהם
Pichas Cohen with Tihir Rabbi Yishmael. Getting ready for the holidays. Of course, that's not the the Kvartan one that you're so used to. This was arranged by Moshe Gantchoff and Noach Shaul. This next selection by Noach Shaul is Av Harachamim, once again, Chazan Pinchas Cohen.
Avraham,
lung, umi arroyo escoveru, lasă să ne conom, de haifețu.
Chazan Pinchas Cohen, once again, he will be davening Shachris on the 25th at Kutcher's, part of the Cantoral Council of America, 5 days. And that evening, Motzi Shabbos, there will be a concert together with Yaakov Stark and others, Simcha Lehner, choir and so forth. I'm very pleased to have with me Isaac Resnick, who is the producer of The Art of the Cantor on Chai FM. That's out of Johannesburg. It's a Johannesburg-based Jewish radio station. I'm envious of that. And shalom, Isaac.
Yes, good afternoon. Shalom to you, Charlie.
Okay. I am so pleased to have you and to be able to chat with you. You have this wonderful program, well, several programs, but The Art of the Cantor is every Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5 on Johannesburg time, and you're 7 hours ahead of us, right?
That's correct, yes.
So,
Just before The Art of the Cantor, I have another program called Chai Cholim. That is for all requests of people in the hospital or, you know, at home or ill, and they send their requests in, and we wish them a refuah shleima, and if they need a mishabarach, Baruch, we may be for them as well.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm also jealous that you have this station that has Jewish programming continuously, drive time in the morning and breakfast shows and so forth.
It's a Jewish station.
Yes, for my listeners.
And there's one other thing. I also have another program on a Monday evening called The Talk of the Town, where I talk all about the past Jewish history, events that are coming up, and I interview important people, you know, being overseas, but all to do with Jewish interest.
You have been recognized as a walking encyclopedia of South Africa jewelry.
That's correct. Thank you for that compliment. And of course, as I mentioned to you, this is our third year of the Art of the Canter. It is very, very, very popular. Look, we're not a very big Jewish community in South Africa. We're about 70, 80,000, but I have a listenership of about 10,000.
That's fantastic. That is so fantastic.
Yes. And I have with me Danny Rapson, a very, very close friend, his father, and his grandfather who used to sing in the choir. And Danny is my co-host. He loves Chazonis. And Danny would like to say hello to you.
Shalom, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. I also envious that Isaac has someone to work with. I'm sure you do some wonderful, wonderful work together.
Yeah, thank you. No, I love Chazonis. So it's great to be able to. It's a great way of making sure at least every week I know that I've got an hour to listen to. So even if I get busy, and it's great to know that they also.
Donnie, where did you get your love of Chazonis?
I think it started the first time was I listened to. There was a local cousin here, Johnny Gluck.
Oh yes.
Who unfortunately passed away at an early age.
Yes.
My father was a big fan of him, so I listened to his songs, and I thought they really were brilliant. And then the next thing which I think really got me was Helfgott, Yitzhak Meir Helfgott.
Aha.
I found him, and then since then I've just, all Chazonis, I've just, yeah, I love it. So,
well, you
it's also great to know that they're
You certainly are an example of the fact that it's exposure that's needed, because we all wonder where Chazonis is going, and I know that Isaac feels the same way. If you have a chance to hear it and to hear the proper Chazonis, you can learn. You can learn to love it.
Yeah. No. So, like I know some of my friends, they hadn't been exposed to great Chazonis before.
Right.
So to them, it wasn't much. So I just gave them a few CDs, and then they loved it.
That's great. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, indeed.
Isaac, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to Chazonis.
Well, as I said, I sang in a choir at a very young age. At the age of 5, I sang solo. My solo was from the Keva Chorus, which is, you know, from the Nasona Tokus.
Yes.
And then later on, I became the chairman of a shul, of the youngest chairman in South Africa of a shul, at the age of 18, and then I just love it. And then I used to go and listen to all the visitors. I heard the late Labela Glantz, Moshe Osha live, Berla Chagi, Shlomo Mandel, Moshe Stern, Labela Schwartz, Moshe Krauss. I've heard all the greats, and I've actually seen them, and I've met them all.
That was
my interest, and that's my love for Chazonis. I have a magnificent collection. I've got the LPs in 78s. Some of them are very rare. I've got something like 4,500 records of Chazonis.
Wow, that's terrific. And I see that you also have concerts. Your show today, you had a CD of a concert that was held at the Oxford Synagogue this past June.
And as Danny mentioned, we had here, of course, I mustn't forget to mention Chazan Israel Alter, the chief cantor, were you in Johannesburg. Then he went to America, and he started his musical school there. We had Yosef Malavanu, who started off as a choir master here. We had all the greats, the late Johnny Gluck. I'm sure you know of him. You've heard his music.
Sure.
Right.
And
Shlomo Mandel, also one of the greats in South Africa. And, of course, we had in Cape Town, where he was in Johannesburg, Simcha Kosovitsky, the youngest of the brothers of the late Yosef and Moshe and David Kosovitsky.
Aha. Uh-huh. I did play Simcha last week, actually, on my program.
Yes.
Several
now, Simcha was the most musical of all of them. And I actually heard Simcha and his three brothers at a concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
You were there?
Yes, I was there.
Oh my gosh, that had to be.
And their mother was in the audience.
That had to be some experience.
That was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. The four brothers singing. It's something to hear. There is a recording. I've got it, but it's on a 78. And I'm going to try and have it put onto a CD.
Oh, I was going to ask you if there was a recording of it, because...
There was a recording at the Royal Albert Hall, yes.
Wow. Fantastic.
I've also got, by the way, there was a cousin called Yechiel Carniol. In the early 1900s, in 1902, 1903, he also made some records. I've got some very rare recordings of his. At the same time, Gershon Sirota made a recording in 1902.
Right. Those are the first cantoral recordings at the turn of
the
century.
First cantoral report. Right. So that's my love for chazonas and the art, and just something about it. But I like a chazan who knows his nusach. We had here in South Africa, Asher Heinowitz. I'm sure you know him.
Yes, of course.
He was at the Yeshurun in Yerushalayim. He made a whole lot of CDs on Nusach. He was a world expert. Very good. And that was my introduction. That's why I'm enjoying Chazonas. We've just had a wonderful show now, 15 minutes ago. We played Moshe Stern. We played Joseph Malavani. We had a concert here in Johannesburg a few weeks ago where all the shul choirs got together. By the way, South Africa, Johannesburg is unique in the world, where we have about 10 different shul choirs. It's very, very popular here.
Well, that is something that, of course, I envy that, because here I am in New York, and with all the Jews we have here, we have nothing like that. We have one or two choirs.
Nothing like that at all.
No, I think it's because you have a sense of community there. Perhaps we're just too spread out here. I don't know. I'm looking for excuses.
Yeah, we're very, it's a very disciplined community in Johannesburg. Very disciplined. And the big shuls, you know, the traditional shuls, all have chazonim and choirs. And, you know, you see, our weather is with us, because on a Friday night, on the Erev Shabbos, the shuls are packed to capacity because of the weather, because we take in Shabbos at, say, 6:15, and that's when everybody can go to shul. But if you're in New York or in London, like it's summer there now, Shabbos only comes in about 9, 10 o'clock at night, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So we're very fortunate.
By the way, you told me you had snow.
We had snow on last week on Tuesday, the first time in 31 years. It snowed, but it's not a... It was heavy, but not what you used to in New York or in America, the snow. And in half an hour later, it's all gone. It melts. The sun comes out. It's very rare.
Now, I envy the fact that you've not only had so many great cantors from the past in Johannesburg, but even currently. It's something that... you are keeping Chazanis alive there in Johannesburg.
Yes, we do. Oh, and it's also popular in Cape Town and in Durban there. People, if we have a concert in Johannesburg, you won't believe how many people fly up from Cape Town to come and listen to the Chazanis concert here. Because it's such a rarity, it's such a wonderful thing. And Joburg, as I said, we had the golden era in the days of Chagi and Alter and Mandel and Badash. We had Simcha Steinberg and Leibler Schwartz, and I can tell you stories about that, hundreds of stories on all the Chazonim here.
Well, I hope you're recording them so that we have them.
We record, everything is recorded. By the way, you know, Charlie, I've written a book on the history of South Africa. It's 3,300 pages.
Really?
In 5 volumes.
Is it the Jewish history or just the history?
Jewish history. Only Jewish history.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Jewish history. And it's been published in America by the Syracuse University Press, which is in New York.
So the Syracuse, I'm writing this down, Syracuse University Press. That is very impressive. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, and it's in the Library of Congress in Washington. They will put it out for distribution.
Now, I am looking on the computer at the moment, and I see that people with cell phones can listen. There are clicks for BlackBerry, Nokia,
BlackBerry,
iPhone,
and you can get us on iPod. You can get us on the what you call audio streaming. You know, we have people phoning, listening in South America, Argentina, in Brazil. We've even, you know, do you know Hassan Bazali, Barzali?
Yes, Bazali. Sure.
Right.
He's in Austria.
In Vienna. He listens into our show. And we've got London, and we've got Israel, and we've got Canada. I've got cousins in Canada who listen, and people in Australia who listen, all over the world.
The computer is incredible. Now, I see that those were cell phone players, but for computers, you have Flash Player, Winamp, and Windows Media Player. And all you have to do is to go to www.chaifm.com and click on to, you can listen to it live
or
streaming.
Right, that's it. Audio streaming, and you can listen. And then if you want to listen to today's show, tomorrow morning, you go to the same station and you just click on podcast and you go down to Isaac Resnick, Art of the Cantor, and you pick up the date. And you can listen to today's show.
And also the archives? How far back
does it go? Also the archives, everything.
Wow, that is...
The Chai Cholim and also the art, the Talk of the Town.
I am so jealous because I prepare my program for my apartment and I do it in my living room. And I don't have all of those wonderful sources that you have. I think it's fantastic.
And Danny does the controlling for me. I can do it, but I've got a little problem with the wire of my hand. But he does all the controlling. He knows the computer backwards. So we load everything a couple of days before, and all we do is press the button and we just play. Unless we get a CD the last minute, then we just load that separately.
Oh, well, that makes life much simpler, to say the least.
Yeah. And we have a wonderful listenership. And all that are born in listen. And by the way, you know, 2 weeks ago was Tisha B'Av. I loaded 25 hours of shiurim and music chazonis.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. There were no adverts. There was no music, general music. It was only to do with Tisha B'Av.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. Now, is Chai FM on 24 hours a day?
24 hours a day, yes. Of course, naturally, it goes off on a Friday afternoon just ahead of Shabbos and comes on Motzei Shabbos, an hour after Motzei Shabbos.
And how long has Chai FM itself been in?
This year is going to be the fourth year. In October, it'll be 4 years since Chai FM was started.
Well, I'm sure that you derive a lot of satisfaction in what you're doing.
It's wonderful. It's very, very rewarding. Unbelievable. And when you get all the comments and the positive, the people phone in and send you SMSs or email you. They've enjoyed the show. They love the show. It's unbelievable.
Well, I certainly wish you continued success in the great work that you're doing. And I encourage my listeners, you can listen live here in New York. You can listen live at 10 o'clock. Is it 10? Yes.
Right.
No. Are you 6 hours or 7 hours the difference?
We're 7 hours ahead of you. As a matter of fact, it's now 5:23. So we're going to... I'm not going to be rude. We're going to Daven Mincha in the next 10 minutes.
Isaac...
But it's not far from us. It's 5 minutes from here. And I will send you a... you send me an email with your other address.
Yes.
And I'll send you the list of the discs that I require. And wish you Hatzlocha and Brocha for your program as well. And if there's anything I can let you know or anything you want, please don't hesitate.
By the way, Isaac...
And Danny would like to say goodbye as well.
Wait 1 second, Isaac. It's 11:23 here, so it's 6 hours difference.
No, it's 5:23 now. So you're six hours ahead of you.
6 hours. So
Okay. Because you're summer now.
Right.
In winter, you go another hour behind, of course.
So
we're 6 hours ahead of you.
So this is just a heads up to my listeners. You can listen live at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sundays by going to www.chaifm.com, and you'll see a click there that you can listen to the live program, or you can go on and tomorrow and listen to the podcast.
The podcast, right?
Yes.
All right. And by the way, Danny's got a great uncle who lives in, I think it's Brooklyn, Boston. And he tunes in every Sunday to listen to the Art of the Cantor.
Yes.
Because he used to sing in the choir. Well, you know who he used to sing with? David Bagley.
Oh, really? Oh, he, wonderful, yes. Wonderful Bagley.
Right.
Yes.
So, Danny, we just like to say goodbye, and then we're not being rude, but we're going to go to show.
Okay. Danny.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity to be interviewed. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and just keep up the good work, both of you.
Okay, and I'll try and send the list, and we'll be in touch all the time now. And let us know what's happening in the Chazonas world. I haven't had a newsletter from you for weeks.
Okay, there's one coming out soon. I'll be in touch. So, shalom.
Thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day, and we'll be speaking to you soon.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Shalom. Okay, that's an interview that I had with Isaac Resnick, and he does a wonderful, wonderful job of Chazonas in Johannesburg. And as I said, I'm so jealous that they have this 24-hour station, and he's able to do so much. There's nothing like live radio, of course. One of the sad things that for me is that I don't have live phone calls coming in. There was something very very exciting about being able to have people call in spontaneously, and you never knew who was going to be talking, but that's besides the point. Okay, Yaakov Stark will be davening on Shabbos at Kutcher's, so let's hear. This is from a, it's not a studio recording, it was done at a concert a few years back. This is Umi Pinei Chato Eino Cantor, Yaakov Stark.
Oh,
Okay, Yaakov Stark with Umi Pnei Chato Eino. We have time for one more. We go a couple of minutes over. Not the worst thing. Let me just see if I can cue this up. Yaakov Stark coming up with Vili Rushalayim Ircha.
Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Toshu Yerushalayim Yerecho Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Toshu Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim 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 Yeah.
That was Cantor Yaakov Stark, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.